Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
What's up? What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem. And you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Welcome to a brand new show in a brand new year. Doing what we do, how we do this. And of course, you already know this is a show in which it's your one-stop shop for inspiration and good conversation. Of course, we can't do the show by myself. I need my right-hand woman. What's going on, Mia?
What's good, Misa? What's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls once again on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Let's go ahead and get things started. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, y'all, here's a huge shout out to @pretty.ladess on Instagram. Listen up, if you want to be next week's Follower Friday, all you gotta do is follow us on Instagram @MMLiveRadio. Be the first to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follower Friday.
So much went on throughout the week, and you know we gotta talk about it on the show. #TooManyHashtags is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. You only got a handful of minutes before we give you everything that was trending throughout the week. Your hashtags are on the way.
And listen, man, stay close because we got your dose of encouragement not to far away as Misa brings it to you for her first 1 minute inspiration of this year. Listen, you don't want to miss it.
And Mia already mentioned, look, it's the first of the new, it's of the brand new year, and we are starting this year off absolutely right with new music during Hot Tracks Off the Rack, and we're spinning heat from Juan Day, Mission, Soulbox, so much more. You don't want to miss it.
And listen, we gotta join in on this week's conversation. Now, ever since Lifetime's docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, everyone's still talking about it. Woo. New things come out every single day, yes, about him. It's a whole bunch of things. So therefore, Misa, we only felt like it was fair for us to talk about it this week on the show. So here's this week's conversation. Regarding R. Kelly, which would you accept more, if he confessed and got professional help or if he got arrested and served jail time? Listen, think about it. We'll give you some minutes to think about it. And then let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter. Tag us @MMLiveRadio so we can see your comments and responses. Listen, we want to see what you're talking about. But listen, Misa, I'm going to throw things back a little bit.
Throw it back.
Listen, well, your girl's been in the game, you know, 5 years of Eminem Live Radio. True. Until this day, we love this song. It means so close to Misa and I, our team. When we first heard this song, it just meant so much to us because the lyrics of it. And also, this song is still hot to
it's
this day.
It's still hot to this day.
To this day.
But listen, y'all, whatever you guys are going through with any type of talent, any type of thing that you're pursuing consistently, and you feel like, you know, you're just getting a pass, no one's looking at you, and that you're just a nobody. Listen, they don't know, but they gonna know.
But they gonna know. So listen, this song talks all about that and then some. Here is Dum Dum by Tadashi featuring Lecrae. Then we got some Jalen, Ashawn, and 1K Few after that. Listen, don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio. Yeah. Not
coming right now. No, not coming right now. Yeah. Hey, listen. Real skinny, loud color tennis, body marked up like graffiti. I don't push a Maserati, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. And yeah, I rode a foreign, and this son looking spiffy. Hey, go ahead and doubt us, but what you know about us? And we ain't gotta follow, then we taking another rowdy. No, we ain't blowing trees, bro. Open up my window. I see you popping tags, but you know that's why your M's low. I tried to tell them we was coming, gone, let us in. Why they hating like we are a bunch of hooligans? No gimmicks, spirit in my lyrics. Know when people hear it, they gon' love it, they gon' fear it. And it ain't how we flow, cause when we show up at our show, they say we go at so hard in the paint, they can't wait for some more. But some others say we preachy, some close-minded geeches. Like we ain't heard of Marx like a Nietzsche. Believe me. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb. But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. 6-2-2 plus gon' add it up. Hey, that's a big problem. Call it calculus. Math don't subtract, but content like I had enough. Long hair, don't care, Samoan, plus I'm tatted up. I know this blow your mind, and I ain't blowing pine. Not talking women looking skimpy every other line. Yeah, I got a dime, about to make a mine. Life in Christ got me finished like across the line. With the way that you telling me to do it, sell out to sell out. Nah, man, it's so foolish. Done trying to beat you, it don't fit, misfit. Home trip, everybody hate Chris. They saying get with this, just like a membership. They talking slick like this is it, but it's just gibberish. I say I'm interested, they say you different. Oh, you gon' know even if you don't let us in. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb. But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon'
know about us.
They say we. So we finna go. They say we. Dumb on them like I could be. Dumb on them like you should be. Dumb on them like I would be. Dumb on them, yeah, that's cool with me. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb. But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us.
What's going on? This is your man Lecrae, and right now you're rocking with two of the most incredible sisters on Eminem Live Radio.
Lady, come in, let me tell you something. Lately, I've been wondering if you could be my forever. See, you was like, God, he must be up to something. Know you tired of running, let's just stay here together. I know your mama told you don't let guys get running off with your love. You don't even open up, so your heart can't get crushed. You've been let down so many times, you wonder if you need to get up. You done been through too much, but I ain't tryna mess this up. Let's get away, we can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah, you just need your vacation. You just need your vacation. Vacation. People say forever is a mighty long time. I don't know. I ain't really tripping if it mean that I'm holding you close to me. Baby girl, you all I need. Your smile is everything. Come and be my company. You need to take off for work. We can road trip in the A. We can take a dip by the bay. Hop on a plane, go to Spain. No matter the place, girl, you melt my heart like Pompeii. Ay. I know your mama told you don't let guys go running off with your love. You done been through too much, so I ain't tryna mess this up, nah. Let's get away, we can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah, you just need your
vacation. You just need your vacation. You just need your vacation,
yeah. We paint the picture while they be tracing, yeah. Landing in all type of nations. Can't get enough of your love, girl, you miss a patient. We started off in the basement, now we up out of space again. Number one is the place we in. It's a meal at the finish line. All my people gon' race to win. Lord have mercy on Polo, please. He got a case to win. Can't fold, never crease, don't bend. If you do, don't cry, we bend now, so
let's get away. We can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, my, you done stressing the night. Still watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah, we just fine. Let's get away. We can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, my, you done stressing the night. Still watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah. You just need your vacation.
Amen. I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags. We'll tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in.
Go in.
On the hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag what's your name? The Oprah Winfrey Show was a very popular talk show that featured very interesting topics and people. Just recently, a 1997 clip of the show about a young girl named Jamie went viral. This old clip grabbed the attention of many because Jamie actually has 1,000 letters in her name, holding the Guinness World Record for having the longest personal first name. Her birth certificate is 2 feet long, y'all. And you may be confused because I said that her name was Jamie, which is all of 5 letters. But that's only a nickname. This right here is her real name.
I didn't want her name to be like anybody else. Make sure.
What is her name? What is her name?
It's Rose Shandy, Antonisha, Vishen, Keeson, Simon, Drew, Shalinda, Shakarne, Ronquel, Nidra, Shamika, Shanette, Tamika, Shawahi, Vian, Shell, Connie, Sapsan, Janice, Marinette, Kunsari, Kirkanisha, Devon, Yvonne, Latani, Sivan, Tay, Pranke, Salaviva, Zanfisa, Justin, Sajave, Loya, Yvette, Spark, Miss Andrea, Kate, Katia, Vishon, Oli, Vekin, Shawan, Lisa, Nathan, Shouts, Mac, Monet, Loisa. My middle name is Kunyan Scott.
Your middle name?
I'm stunned just as much as Oprah Winfrey.
My name is Mia Cherie Montez, as I love Vina, Onomatopoeia, Pivovti, Futum.
See, what language is that? My thing is, her mom simply said that she wanted for her name to be different and to be unique. She does not have to worry about anybody having the same name as her daughter.
I wonder what, like, where she got all these names from.
I don't even
know. Because she didn't even say, like, Brittany, Ashley, like, you know, like you know, Sarah, like, you know, regular names.
Yeah.
I heard a Chantrell. I heard a Mona. Like, I heard some, like, that she got different names on top of them, just of her first name being Jamie. So how does it work for roll call? Like, no, I bet the teacher gives the biggest sigh when she comes up to her name. Jesus.
Raise your hand. You know who you are.
You know exactly who you are.
My thing is, her birth certificate is 2 feet long. Now, I've heard a lot of creative names. I actually think that my parents did a great job of, you know, creating my name. My name is Misa, and I think that it's great to have a unique name.
It is.
But come on now. I think you know when enough is enough.
I just feel like I commend the mom, because, I mean, everyone wants their kid to have a unique name. However, She takes the cake with this one.
She takes the absolute cake.
No one's going to have that name.
Hashtag, your nickname was fine.
Hashtag, using 5 letters or more.
Hashtag, but I guess your mom said.
Hashtag, but wait, there's more.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, engaged under fire. There's a couple that was preparing to host a holiday party at their home, and Zach Steele thought it would be funny to plant 6 remote-operated smoke machines in their attic before supposedly his girlfriend went to go get last-minute groceries. Now, the girl's mom was in on this prank, and she called 911, and the husband happened to be a firefighter. He was in on the whole entire thing to signal him to come to the house. And his firefighter buddies came when these pretend smoke detectors went off. He came in. The wife is coming at him hysterical that the house is on fire, sees all this smoke. He does all of this and gets on one knee. So all of this, he plans this whole shebang of having of having smoke detectors, the mom call 911, to have his girlfriend hysterical. He did all of this just to propose to his girlfriend. Now, I wanted to tell this story only because we've had stories like this before. The craziest one we've heard was when a man who faked his death,
yes,
just to propose to his girlfriend. But this guy, Zach Steele's, his girlfriend said that it was the most romantic thing and she will never forget it a day in her life.
Ooh, child. Listen, okay, I've been there not too far ago, okay, because I had just tied the knot maybe 2 years ago in 2017. And of course, you know, I had the whole shebang, you know, chemo set it up very, very nicely, had my family there and a lot of my, you know, close family and friends involved. And it was perfect. It was very romantic. Now, I think there's a difference between getting down on one knee and having your heart stop and having a heart attack.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference.
I think that's heart attack worthy.
Now, listen, I'm not going to lie. When I first saw the headline for this story, I was intrigued because when I saw that, you know, he faked a fire to propose to his girlfriend, I thought he actually did a whole fire. Because then that would have been a whole different story. Because now we got to get insurance involved, our wedding money going into, you know, us fixing things up for the house. So I will say, I'll give him credit. We give credit where it's due here on M&M Live Radio. Thank you for not getting a match and setting your house really on fire.
Yeah.
Because that could have been a whole... Because then I wouldn't know what to focus on. I would look at the house behind you burning as if you're on, while you're on one knee. You wouldn't have my attention at all.
And then the police would have to pull up to arrest you for arson. So,
yeah, so
it's a lot.
So, congratulations. Congratulations, Steels. Yeah, we hope you have an amazing wedding. Don't burn the church or do anything like that.
Just say I do.
Play safe. Hashtag, babe, the house is on fire.
Hashtag, well, not really.
Hashtag, you better explain.
Hashtag, but first, will you marry me?
Hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, you're listening to your girls, M&M, on, you already know, it's M&M Live Radio, and we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag, finally free. This week, we celebrated a victory for a woman named Centoya Brown. If you're not familiar with her story, Centoya is a victim of sex trafficking, and at the age of 16, she escaped the man who was trafficking her by killing him and was set to serve a life sentence in prison. Centoya is currently 30 years old. Her story has been well known for a while now, and a lot of us have been holding our breath as people have been rallying together, posting, signing petitions, protesting, and calling their local officials about the matter. The great news is that Governor Bill Haslam is giving her a second chance at life and has granted her clemency. It is said that she will be released from prison on August 7th of this year and will remain on parole for 10 years. This is a huge step.
A huge step.
And I'm very, very excited for her. Not only her, but her family. And I mean, even a lot of other young girls and even young boys that are being out there being victims of, you know, sex trafficking. It just proves that if everybody, all of us come together for a cause, and we understand that she has been wrongfully accused and she was only trying to get out of the whole, you know,
the terrible situation
exactly,
she was in.
Exactly. Then that proves that your story also matters.
Yeah, I feel like this is a great start of, like you said, saving so many other lives.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can start here, imagine what we can do for other victims who are in jail, who are wanting to get out further. You know, what could be the same reason to why she was in. And seeing that, even when everyone heard her story of her going in, everyone was like, this isn't right. So the fact that we still kept at it and we, you know, waited for, you know, the clemency to come, it's a great victory. It's a great victory.
And I also commend a lot of celebrities that I've also posted and have also called and have, you know, got word of this story. And it said, you know, I'm not just going to, you know, be a celebrity for my music, for my talent. I'm going to also stand for something I believe in.
Exactly.
Hashtag, we've been praying and sighing.
Hashtag, and making a sound.
Hashtag, now it's time.
Hashtag, to free Centoya Brown.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, an outer space mistake. Now, a space astronaut tries to make a phone call and accidentally dials 911. Now, moments later, he receives a call from the Johnson Space Center in Houston, and they were asking if there were any problems, but everything turned out to be okay because it was a misdial on his part. Now, jokingly, the astronaut said he was very disappointed because he thought that the police were actually going to come. Now, he said this jokingly. Now, listen, I want to say this. The reason to why I made this a hashtag, because he said jokingly, man, I thought the police were going to come. I thought about it. What do astronauts do when they dial 911? How are the police going to get there? What if there's a fire in space?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Do firefighters have that big of ladders?
But I'm trying to figure
how
out
how is the ambulance going to get to the spaceship? think about it. Has anyone ever thought about this?
I don't think so.
That's why, listen, okay, now hear me out. I know this is a stretch. That's why we need aliens. We can all come together and join forces. Together, everyone achieves more. If the aliens were to have the astronaut ambulance, a police force, or something like that, we could help one another. So quit trying to scare our alien brothers and sisters away, because we could help. We could use them for our benefit. You see where I'm coming from?
Okay.
Oh, Misa.
Aliens, outer space,
but what I'm trying to say is that what do astronauts have? They're out there in space. Apparently, there's no one out there to help them. What happens when they need help? Someone's not thinking about stuff like this.
But my only thing is,
when you say Houston, they got a problem. Okay, Houston can't do anything.
That's true. That is true. I just kind of think, I don't know what goes on in space. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm not going to act like I do. I don't know what the astronaut was in expectation for. If there was going to be a space police craft to come and help them fix their flat tire.
Yo, that's next.
Let's continue on with this show.
No, it's got to be. Listen, y'all know where I'm coming from. See, I'm starting something. I'm ahead of my time. Just know what I'm saying. Hashtag, what's your emergency?
Hashtag, is this the number wrong?
Hashtag, yeah, you called 911.
Hashtag, sorry, I meant to call my mom.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week. We'll give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We've got a great conversation, and this conversation that we're about to have a little later on in the show has been trending for weeks
all week. And we only 2 weeks into 2019.
It's actually been trending since the year started.
It has.
It's all centered around this right here. Regarding R. Kelly, which would you accept more? If he confessed and got professional help, or if he got arrested and served jail time?
Listen, let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. If you got a Facebook, hit us up at MM Live Radio and let us know what you're thinking. Huge, quick artist shout out to our girl V Rose all the way in Cali. We're going to show her some love right here, right now. Here is SOS by V Rose. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
SOS, I'm not okay. Don't know what to say. Don't you hear me pray? SOS, 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 I'm not okay. I don't wanna sink, so I'll send another prayer. Shooting off a flare again. You hear me? Oh, nah, nah, nah. Jamaica, my, 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 my. I'm praying for land again. With all of my hair in hand. Really, that's worth to the faith that I lost. To the way that I was lost. You died on the cross. And there I was trying to play the boss. Like, can't you bless all my moves, moves? Can't you make all my moves move? That's how you lose, lose. SOS, 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 I'm not okay. Don't know what to say. Don't you hear me pray? SOS, 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 I'm not okay. I don't wanna sink, so I'll send another prayer. Coughing your name. I guess I was thinking maybe that I had some say in how you were saving me. Silent, but you still stay with me. And I see now how you was changing me. Cause I sent my distress, and those waves were the test. Cause I needed to wreck, I needed to wreck. And you needed me to know that I ain't rowing the boat, and I'm not running the show, and I needed to grow. You don't know what you'll be missing when you don't listen. When you don't listen, you don't know what you'll be missing. When you don't listen, S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S, S-O-S-O-S-O-S, S-O-S-O-S-O-S. Signal my distress. S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S, I'm not okay. Don't know what to say. Don't you hear me pray? S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S, I'm not okay. I don't wanna sink, so I'll send another prayer.
Hey, what's up? It's V Rose, and you're hanging out with my girls Misa and Mia on Eminem Live Radio.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. So around, so turn it up, pump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now.
On the new Eminem Radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem Radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem Radio, Eminem Radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem Radio.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was a girl, V Rose, with SOS.
And listen, after this, we got new music from your favorite artist with hot tracks off the racks. Sizzling for you here on Eminem Live Radio. So make sure you keep it where you got it. But listen, man, make sure you subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio. Listen, man, it's been so cool being able to see everyone. Shout out to everyone that's been reaching out to us, telling us how you're new listeners of the show and you love it. Hey, we appreciate you.
We love you. You
matter to us. We love you guys so much. But listen, if you're not subscribed, you gotta be like the other people. You wanna be like them. We want you guys in the family.
We're a family.
Yes, you gotta go. You see, you can't call yourself, you know, being in the family, and you don't come to the family reunion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is like a family reunion. We're all together. We together. So therefore,
shout out to you, cousins.
Shout out to you, cousins. So therefore, we want you guys to subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. Every time you subscribe, you get notified every single time an Eminem Live Radio podcast goes live. So again, on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio, Eminem Live Radio on podcast.
Stay tuned. We have so much more for you. 1 minute inspiration, great music coming up during Hot Tracks. But make sure you are following us at MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter, and Eminem Live Radio on Facebook to stay connected, like Mia said. But calling all up-and-coming artists, shout out to you guys. If you are looking to get your music career off the ground but cannot figure out where to start, check out Mr. Kelly Cole's Access Granted Indie Artist Blueprint, y'all. Created by the manager that successfully manages the career of Goatee Records recording artist Aaron Cole, this blueprint provides all the ins and outs of the music industry. That also includes expertise from knowledgeable resources from tour managers, producers, record executives, and so much more. And all these great things from industry experts. This blueprint has all the answers to the beginning of your career, all for starting off at $197. You can't beat that. Head on over to primetime-marketing.com/access granted. And one more time, head on over to primetime-marketing.com/access granted.
And listen, man, you're going to want this tool. If you're an aspiring artist, it's a very handy tool to have. We're talking to Kelly Cole about this. And he gave us an insight on all the people that he interviewed and talked to and how passionate he was about giving this blueprint for indie artists. He made this designed especially for you. So make sure you guys go to that link and go ahead and kickstart your career. It's going to be a great tool for you.
And it's perfect because it's right around the new year and you want to make sure that you get a strong and a fresh start to 2019.
Exactly. So make sure you guys go check out Access Granted by Mr. Kelly Cole. But listen, man, we got to go ahead and get into this week's conversation. Now, if you haven't seen Lifetime's docuseries of Surviving R. Kelly, you've been under a rock, man.
Yeah.
I don't know where you've been, but listen, I'm just let you know. So Lifetime just put out a docuseries. I want to say about 6 episodes.
It was technically 3 episodes that were 2 hours long.
Oh, okay. So therefore, Lifetime, they put out, it was each night, it was a 3-night event.
Yes.
And they was built this whole docuseries about how, you know, the how R. Kelly, R&B singer, was living his life in the dark, you know, coming after and, you know, preying on young girls, 19-year-olds, yes, and even also abusing women, you know, physically, verbally, the whole nine. So, you know, it brought a lot of things to the light. So he's been in the media all week, honestly, ever since 2019 came in. What a way to start 2019.
What a way. And it's not the best way in R. Kelly's favor, but a lot of people are changing their views of him.
Yeah.
A lot of artists are even coming forth, and even artists that have collabed with him on songs, they're apologizing to their audience about even working with him. A lot's going on
right now. So therefore, we wanted to bring that into this week's conversation, and we're asking this on Eminem Live Radio. Regarding R. Kelly, which would you accept more? If he confessed and got professional help, or if he got arrested and served jail time? We asked you guys this on social media, and listen, you guys were not afraid to give us your opinions. Huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question on social media. Now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On Instagram, we got a lot of them. Shout out to all of you guys who decided to comment at the Social Media Diva. This person says both. He needs to face the consequences, and he needs to heal. I agree. At Tana Joy, this person says, if I had to choose, I'd want him to get help, but he needs both.
And then again, guys, the question for this week is, regarding R. Kelly, which would you accept more, if he confessed and got professional help, or if he got arrested and served jail time?
Shout out to KingDub24 on IG. He says he needs jail for sure, but confessing and seeking help doesn't hurt either. And one more on IG at Kitty_Ibby. This person says definitely arrested.
Listen, if you got an opinion on R. Kelly, we need your opinion on social media at MM Live Radio. Let us know. Regarding R. Kelly, which would you accept more, if he confessed and got professional help, or if he got arrested and served jail time? Let us know at MM Live Radio what you're thinking. But of course, you guys know, every time you hear any Eminem Live Radio show, you're always going to get a dose of encouragement, inspiration, and motivation that you're going to need to get your week started and your whole life together, whatever you're going through in your life. So therefore, we always got you. And listen, it could be as long as an hour or just as simple as 60 seconds with our 1 minute inspiration. And listen, Misa has got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
I want to speak to those that may not understand tough love. Many people show it differently. You know, some yell at you, some get frustrated with you, and some just may not say it the right way. Regardless, it's all tough love, and you don't receive it well. Why? Because it's tough, hence the name. But get this. The next time someone is coming down hard on you, listen to them and understand that it's all for your own good. The other day, I looked up how a cactus grows. It grows in the desert in harsh, dry, and extreme heated temperatures with very little water. They survive by their roots that are spread out and collect water when it does rain, and it stores water in its body for future use. The same concept applies. The tough love helps you grow because the people giving it to you only want to see you succeed, similar to the harsh heat given by the sun. And you survive by understanding the fact that it's coming from a place of love and support. So next time, don't be concerned when your coach is hard on you. Be concerned when they stop. So be receptive, because while it may be tough, it's still all love.
Woo, there it is right there. Listen, wherever you are, whatever you do, I need you to stand up and act like a cactus. You know how like a cactus, they got you got one little thingy is up and then one little branch is down. Stand like that and be a cactus.
What?
Do it for Misa one time, and she brought that 1 minute inspiration for you. I'm telling you, man, Misa be having these like dope analogies, that one line, like when she says, when the sun be giving heat, and she made the connection to your coach. Listen to your coach, man. Misa's your coach, coaching you through life with that 1 minute inspiration. That was amazing, Misa. Listen, make sure you guys are following us on all of our social media at MM Live Radio, because we always post our visual inspirations that you guys love so much. So again, peep our visual inspirations as well on our social media.
Most definitely. Listen, we've got some brand new music for you right here, right now, during our segment, Hot Tracks Off the Racks. Right here, right now. We got the first one. Mia, what we got?
Listen, here it is right now. Here's hot track number one. Here is IDWCMH with Caesar, Josh, and John Gibbs. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Hot track number one.
Oh, here it goes.
Yeah. If you love me, then tell me while I can hear it. And most of all, pray that I get a filled spirit. I've been holding on for quite some time now. I'm writing this to let you know just exactly how I'm fighting this. There's no more cover on me, there's no more hesitation. It's just more education, a lot more meditation. I'm wise enough to know there's more past all the presentation. So catch me gazing at the stars at night, your boy be spacing. Pacing patiently, waiting for God's plan, I suppose. At least I got joy again, through all the highs and the lows. I'm sorry for being a prick, I got too many thorns. But still a rose, out the concrete I rose. The good and bad that I chose, just reflected in prose. Let bygones be bygones, and learn to love all my foes. I do it for me, I do it for God. Reverse that order, cause he's where I get my healing from, and how I'm moving forward, so I'm singing.
I don't wanna go my head no more. I don't wanna go my head no more. Let me keep it happy, just want to be happy. I ain't got no fear inside my heart because he has me. So I'm singing, I don't wanna go my head no more.
And you can play me, I won't even get revenge. I remember when we was the best of friends. All good things come to an end, I guess it's freaking sad. Always thought you'd be up front with me, I always had your back. I used to wish you hell, but now I wish you well. Maybe I can find a brother back at the wishing well. Hell, only time will tell, time will heal over time. Tell time to hurry up and drain the pain from my mind. And everybody got opinions on my life. Do this and do that, and I don't know which one is right. Lately, I don't got the energy to fight. I used to let them take my joy like a thief in the night. But no, not anymore, I got peace in my life. The way she looking in my eyes, I think I found me a wife. But me, I'm just a human, don't put your trust in me. Just keep in touch with me and let your boy just be free. Fly away.
I don't wanna go by here. I don't wanna comb my hair no more. Let me keep it happy, just want to be happy. I ain't got no fear inside my heart because he has me. So I'm singing, I don't wanna comb my hair no more. I don't wanna comb my hair no more. I don't wanna comb. Just want to be happy. I ain't got no fear inside my heart because he has me. So I'm singing, I don't wanna comb my hair no more. I don't.
Track number two.
Turn up, man!
Facts.
Oh, you wrong.
Yeah.
Came up from nothing, no low, just came out the struggle. Yeah, they had to work, but it seemed they be working me dope. Yeah, I can't believe they heard me, now it's a struggle. Yeah, I don't revenge, but I shouldn't, I know it's a struggle. Yeah, big cousin Lynn was the muscle. Trust me, you don't wanna tussle. Granny had to do what she can. Yeah, mama ain't wait for no man. Yeah, we was on mission to get it, I got it. The hustle got caught in the jam. Yeah, just stick to the plan, we gon' see what you bout as you mellow, you man. Yeah, I guess I'm built to look different. They hoppin' and switchin', if I'm being honest, that life it look tempting. I go to that house, ain't no food in the kitchen. I go to the gram, ain't no likes and no mention. These characters on and I really don't get it. I hear what they on, I've been here for a minute. Don't speak on my name or I'm here to be Dennis. I struggle to like you, I'm first to admit it. Let go. I know I'm supposed to forget you, but man, it's a struggle. I know I'm supposed to just love him, but man, it's a struggle. It ain't been easy, nah, man, it's a struggle. Follow my knees and praying to get through the struggle. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to forget him, but man, it's a struggle. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to just love him, but man, it's a struggle. Yeah, it ain't been easy, nah, man, it's a struggle. Follow my knees and praying to get through the struggle. Yeah, we came back. They thought it'd be easy. How do you reason? What if she cheating? What if she leaving? Gave her your heart, man. What if she thieving? These is my thoughts. I'm battling demons. Tussle at night. It mess with my sleeping. I'm on the edge, man. I'm on the deep end. I'm on the verge of why you breathing, man. It's a struggle to love you, a struggle to leave. Yeah. How you gon' fight if you won't even hop in the ring? Yeah. I made up my mind. It's time I'm cutting ties with guys who plot and scheme. Some of my friends, but when I'm around, that's all we do is plot and scheme. That's not in the dream. Man, it's a trap. Man, it's a fact. How they gon' hate? Zane on that. Thought it'd be love, no matter the track. They want the grace, but ain't giving it back. It was a struggle just telling these people the things that I lack. Yeah. But if it's gon' help, I will never be holding it back. Facts. Yeah. I know I'm supposed to forgive you, but man, it's a struggle. I know I'm supposed to just love him, but man, it's a struggle. It ain't been easy, nah, man, it's a struggle. Fall on my knees and praying to get through the struggle. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to forgive him, but man, it's a struggle. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to just love him, but man, it's a struggle. Yeah, it ain't been easy, nah, man, it's a struggle. Yeah, fall on my knees and praying to get through the struggle. Whoa.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in, man. That was one of our hot tracks off the rack with Struggle by Mission.
Listen, we got more new music. Where that came from, so make sure you keep it locked right here on Eminem Live Radio, because with hot tracks off the racks is definitely in full effect.
Do this for us real quick, one time for the one time. DM us right now if you're listening to this podcast. Tell us what you think about the music, or even just tell us where you're from. We want to get to know our listeners, and we will shout you out on our story. We really appreciate your love and support.
We really do, man. Like we said, you're like a cousin.
It's a great thing.
It is.
It's a fam.
It's a family reunion.
Is that you singing? Oh, sheesh. Hot tracks off the rack. It's burnt, Mia. It's on fire.
Like, don't do me like that.
It's burnt.
I'm practicing.
No, but listen, we got a great conversation that a lot of you are still chiming in to this day.
To this day,
listen,
man.
We're having a great conversation, all centered around what happened and what transpired on the docuseries that happened on Lifetime regarding R. Kelly. Surviving R. Kelly was the name of the three-part docuseries. But this is the conversation. Mia, give it to him one time.
Listen, this is this week's conversation. It says, regarding R. Kelly, which would you accept more, if he confessed and got professional help, or if he got arrested and served jail time? You guys are still giving us your opinions on social media, so we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on our social media.
On social media, heading on over to Facebook, Michael Wooten, thanks so much for commenting. He says, I worked in Atlanta federal prison for 5 years. He can get help while he's serving his time. At Paula Green Painter, she says, if he went away and social media quit talking / glorifying about him. And one more at Desi Gibson. This person says he confessed, then if he got jail time.
Ooh, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and Facebook too if you got it, at MM Live Radio. Now, of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. And it's crazy because when I didn't even hear about the docuseries until we came in late one night.
Yeah.
And Misa, she was over my house, and then she was downstairs watching TV. I was tired, but I was up on Twitter, and I saw everybody talking about, kept seeing hashtag surviving R. Kelly. And I didn't even know there was even a docuseries coming out, but Misa was downstairs watching it.
Oh, yeah. I could not miss it.
Right, and then so I came downstairs the next day, and then we caught up on this series. Misa was telling me about it, and listen, man, it was kind of like, you know how you see like a train wreck, but you can't look away because it's just like so much is going on. It was kind of like that, and you needed to hear. A lot of things are coming to the light. So, Misa, with that being said, hearing everything that happened with R. Kelly and everything being out in the open, which would you accept more, if he confessed and got professional help, or if he got arrested and served jail time? Now, only pick one.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, it's really tough. He honestly needs both. He really does
need both.
He does need both. So I agree with a lot of people that said both, but, I mean, I'm trying to find one side over the other. I think he needs to be arrested and he needs to serve jail time. It's only fair. If you cannot, you know, do the time, then don't do the crime. Mm-hmm. If you cannot serve the time, don't do the crime. I've always heard that when it came to, you know, family members and whatnot, they always say like the same little silly slogans and whatnot. But that slogan, I believe, is 110% true. And you don't get a pass just because you're R. Kelly.
And listen, Misi, honestly, you took the words right out of my mouth. I feel the exact same way. I personally feel like I would accept more if he got arrested and served jail time. Only because I also don't want for people to feel like just because he's R. Kelly and he's a celebrity that he gets a pass. Like, you know, so, oh, well, you can just go, you know, get help. I mean, you do need help. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, if there are other people out here who have to serve time and do the same for the same things that you did. Listen, bro, you got to go ahead and get in that cell and you got to do your time as well. It's just only fair.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. I do think that, you know, because I did hear the story coming from his younger brother, Carrie Kelly. He was on a radio show and kind of basically told his backstory as to, you know, what life was like as kids growing up with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And it came out that he also, Carrie Kelly, which is R. Kelly's younger brother, he was molested along with R. Kelly by his 16-year-old older sister while the mom was gone working and going to school. It's absolutely insane. But can you imagine being molested for a certain amount of years? Carrie Kelly said that he was molested by his older sister for 6 years. What that does to your mental. So don't get me wrong. I do think, without a shadow of doubt of my mind, that R. Kelly needs some type of therapy, type of mental help. But I heard that you can get that type of assistance in jail.
Yeah, so I mean, you just kill two birds with one stone. You get help and then you can also serve time.
Right.
I thought there was something interesting about one of our followers who commented, said something about if we stop talking about it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. If we stop talking about it and glorifying him. Do you think us talking more about R. Kelly and like the whole situation, we're glorifying the situation?
I don't think we're glorifying the situation. I think we're just having a long overdue conversation. Mm. I do feel like in a lot of cases, you know, when you give your attention to negative things, it kind of like just gets larger and everyone's just kind of making it a trending topic.
Yeah.
Now this, I feel like we're choosing to not sweep this issue under the rug like we do a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we do tend to, you know, just if we don't talk about it, then maybe it'll go away. No, it's still there. It's still there, just like trash. You know, if my mother tells my brother to take the trash out and he just says, stop talking about it, it's going to go away. It's not. The trash is going to pile up more. It's going to stink even more. The trash is not going to take itself out. We have to have this type of conversations because so many years, as you saw in the docuseries, it's been in the light.
Yeah.
It's just been a lot of people have just turned blind eyes on the situation. We need to talk about it now.
We do need to talk about it. And I understand that it's a hard conversation to have because, yeah. I mean, even with watching the docuseries, it's a lot of things in there where you're kind of like, oh, wow, it's sad. It's hard to watch. It's hard to hear.
It's dark.
And it's even hard to see, you know, the accusers and how they react to certain things about, like, you know, talking about certain situations. But it's something that needs to be shed light on. And therefore, if us just simply talking about it constantly is going to help, you know, even the next guy get caught and the next guy serve time so this won't continue, then, I mean, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
It's always the hard conversations to have are always the ones that need to be had.
I always heard that truth is the biggest pill that you will ever swallow.
Now, I did hear something about, what was it, R. Kelly. He was celebrating his birthday. What was that, last week?
Yeah, it was recent.
And therefore, I think it was someone called the police. While they were at the club, he was celebrating and people were celebrating with him and stuff like that. And the police came and they were going to arrest him. I think there was a warrant out for his arrest, but they ended up not arresting him. I think I saw this on the Shade Room. And then I read the comments, seeing everyone, you know, just seeing what everyone said about the whole situation about them trying to arrest R. Kelly, you know, seeing everything like that. And then there were some people who were commenting. I thought this was so interesting. People said, let that man live. Mm. And at first, I'm thinking in my mind, let that man live. Did you watch the docuseries?
No, exactly.
I'm going off in my mind. But someone commented and said, if the police aren't going to arrest him and actually do something about it, then just let him live. And I thought that was interesting. Because, I mean, it is kind of a waste of time for us to make all this hubbub and go back and forth and all this. And the police show up. But then they don't do anything.
That's true.
And therefore, there's no justice really being served.
That's true. That's true. I agree with that.
Because then you have parents out here who still haven't seen their daughters, still haven't seen their kids, and miss them. And therefore, we making all this, well, I mean, police coming up, showing up, arresting him for, like, the scene of it all. But, I mean, how can we actually get something done? Like, what needs to be done? I wonder, like, what is everyone's big, like, you know, what's one thing that he could do that would make everybody satisfied. And personally, for me, I would love it. I really think he needs to release these girls. Because, I mean, I'm thinking about after seeing the series and seeing, you know, these parents.
Like, families have been broken.
Families have been broken. Like, you know, we don't know if these daughters have been brainwashed or whatever it may be. And I think these parents just want to see their kids.
That's true.
I think that's what they want above all.
Yeah. And it's interesting because R. Kelly has been dodging all types of bullets. He has not served any type of jail time. And he's been doing this for decades and decades. Now, I kind of want to switch gears just a second. Now, because all this is coming out about R. Kelly, we were having a conversation with our parents. Because, of course, you know, R. Kelly coming out being this huge, you know, megastar was during their time.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many songs are popular, and that's their generation
their
listening to that music. Now, R. Kelly isn't the only and the first artist to do this when it comes to minors and, you know, having relationships with, you know, underage girls. There's been other people. And a lot of people have, you know, been magnified to be like this musical genius, as we say R. Kelly is.
Right.
And a lot of people have passed on and whatnot, but they have still taken all of this to their grave. Do you think we should hold them to the same standard as R. Kelly?
I think we should. I think it's only fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, even though it wasn't shed in the same light as this, as R. Kelly, the whole docuseries, mm-hmm. three-night docuseries, I think we still need to hold them all to the same standard, because therefore we can't loosen the reins on somebody else just because, you know, they're not at R. Kelly's standard or whatever the case may be,
yeah.
Or even the same, doing the exact same things he did. It, man, I mean, black is black and white is white. So therefore, if you did the act, you're no different.
Yeah, yeah. Because we've heard so many different stories and allegations pertaining to Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
The Beatles. Even Michael Jackson.
And they're talking about putting out a series on him. Did you see that?
No.
Yes. That's going to be a whole other situation. But listen, bottom line, man, R. Kelly, listen, the whole R. Kelly situation, we really hope that there's just justice served.
And just release those
girls. For him, for those girls, and honestly, for the sake of, honestly, America, because I feel like everyone, it's a burden to even hear about certain things like that.
Is.
But listen, let us know. We still want to know what you guys are thinking on this whole situation. Which one would you accept more if R. Kelly got, you know, arrested and served jail time, or if he just confessed and got professional help? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio.
We've got some good conversations still in the works. Like Mia said, still head on over to our social media, MM Live Radio, Instagram and Twitter, and MM Live Radio on Facebook also. But we got to keep this rolling thing going. Listen, Hot Tracks Off the Racks, still in full effect, still hot, still sizzling. And right here, right now, we have got One Day, I Gotta Live. Here's Hot Track number 3, I Gotta Live. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
Ladies and
gentlemen. Yo, this is Hot Track number
3. 5430, yeah.
I get it, for real, must admit it. Some people ain't with it, but I gotta live it. The blessings are fitted, that means you can't get it, but you can get yours if you just say submit it. Was born in the sin, but he made me acquitted. All I had to do is just sit and admit it. Wants to be together, if you were permitted. The balls in your court, homie, just going strong. Who you know I'm coming like this? Got bars, but your girl so free? Yeah, I am just an icon living. God hate don't come around me? Yeah, wake up, I'm turning the pages. Book of life, that's what my name is. Running the race and I'm blameless. Chasing the Lord, not the famous. The doubters around me, I told them to stop. Your girl optimistic, my God never missing. Some negative energy, I had to block. I had to listen and keep it persistent. My own competition, don't compete with y'all. I'm on a mission, the sun, he was risen. So I gotta go out and double the flock. Give all that I got. So I gotta live, yeah. Yeah, I gotta live, ayy. Look, I gotta live, yeah. See, I cannot quit, the fire is lit. So I gotta live, yeah. Yo, I gotta live, ayy. Look, I gotta live, ayy. See, I cannot quit, the fire is lit, so I gotta live, 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 live. I had to go and get my life back. I gotta focus, yo, it's no cap. No other option, man, it's one way. I know victory coming one day. God told me get it, can't have no doubt. I'm really achiever, y'all just got clout. He paid the price and yeah, I get paid. This is the job, yo, it's a new brain. Who you know coming like this? Never turning back on, no. I am just a light that's shining, yeah. I gotta go let it glow, wake up, I'm hitting my knees, miss. Those the moments you don't see, miss. Believe in something you can't see, is the key you needed to succeed, sis. this. The doubters around me, I told them to stop. Your girl optimistic, my God never missing. Some negative energy, I had to block. I had to listen and keep it persistent. My own competition, don't compete with y'all. I'm on a mission, the sun, he was risen. So I gotta go out and double the flock. Give all that I got. So I gotta live, yeah. Yeah, I gotta live, ayy. Look, I gotta live, yeah. See, I cannot quit, the fire is lit. So I gotta live, yeah. Yo, I gotta live, ayy. Look, I gotta live, ayy. See, I cannot quit, the fire is lit. So I gotta live.
Hot track number 4.
Bump this.
I've been going through changes lately. It's a mad thing. This love got me feeling wavy. Something's happening. I don't want expensive things. Gucci gang or diamond rings. My perception shifted lately. Yeah.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie. I'm content just doing me. Used to be on a preps on the street. Now walk past J's like I ain't got.
You and become your everything.
So designer crafts, cause I love my lifestyle, I'm content. But the fine brother Nike, so the way I dress. You got me feeling like Bruno, hashtag bless. The thing I focus on isn't what I possess. An obsession for possession ain't what I express. I'm not after peace, cause I found my peace. And I am who I am and I'm proud to be.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie. I'm content just doing me. Used to be stressed if my soul's well fresh. Now man's chiller than frozen peas.
That was C'est la vie by Soul Box. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, head on over to our website at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because one of our listeners wrote to us in need of advice. And listen, we're going to give it to them live on the air. Don't miss next week's Dear Eminem Letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place, but of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's show, but your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because God is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Listen, 2019 just started and it's all in your hands. You make and you break it. 2019 is already yours, man. This music feels so good, doesn't it?
Feel good song.
We love y'all so much. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Ooh. You already know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around.
Christ, this is Eminem Radio.